And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at Palmas de Cortez in Baja's beautiful East Cape, and we're going to have a great show here with Eddie Dalmo and Yayo Van Warmer. Going to be a lot of fun, and the fishing is good down here. It's our Let's Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez 21st annual tournament. We're going to tell you all about it. Stay tuned. Southern California Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs, like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Warmer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Warmer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HD is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing. With a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel, it has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, again live at Palmas de Cortez. How cool.
Yeah.
What place is this to broadcast from,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, and great to be here at Palmas de Cortez. I'll tell you what, it is, it's like San Diego weather down here. It's beautiful, it's a little rainy, but beautiful, like low 80s, just gorgeous weather, right, guys? And we have Yayo Van Romer. Buenos dias.
How's it going, morning, guys?
Excellent.
Thanks for having us.
Great to have you. And our good buddy Eddie Dalmau.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Sporting
here.
Sporting his Dodger blue this morning.
Yeah, a little disappointed about that today. But hey, we got another game today.
A lot of Dodger fans listening to us right now, a little disappointed what happened. But, you know, hey, they'll come back.
Hey, there's always game two.
You know?
It was a rough start. It's always tough to lose game one on a five-game series, but we got game two coming up.
Yeah, and we have Ryan Christensen, our phone guy in the studio. Good morning, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan? Good morning, Pete. How are you guys doing?
Hey, doing great, man. We wish you were down here with us. So
me too.
We're going to have a great time. Ryan's going to field the phone calls in the studio. We have Adam on the board there, and we're going to route everything through the East Cape here in Southern Baja. Came down on Thursday. Such an easy flight. Alaska Airlines out of San Diego. You came Polaris out of Tijuana. Just an easy way to get down here.
You know, it's really good that you guys each took that route, because now you have people you can talk about your experiences, how it's the different ways that you can get down here. It's not only through San Diego. You can also take, like Rick did, and go through TJ, and it's super simple. Rick was explaining to me the other day how easy it was to get to TJ.
We allowed ourselves quite a bit of extra time, you know, not knowing exactly what we were going to be for, and it was, you hit it. It was so easy that we were like, well, now what are we going to do? I mean, we cabbed to the border. We walked across. We cabbed to the airport. I mean, boom, 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 and we were there, and you know, we walked inside the airport, and you wouldn't believe how nice it is. You know, we were trying to decide if you're going to get a Subway or a Starbucks or just get on your plane. And it's
yeah, and
cool.
How much did you say you saved by flying through TJ?
It was well, we got lucky and got some really good fares. It was a lot. Yeah,
yeah.
We got some very very. But like Pete was saying, what's so crazy is how easy it is to get. I mean, you snap your fingers and you were at your house in the morning, and you're at the pool bar having a margarita in about 2 hours. It's crazy.
Yeah. You put the wrong movie in, you're not going to finish it.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's for sure. Yeah, and of course, Titi Cabo is your transfer company. They have these beautiful new vans, pick you up at the airport and whisk you down here to Palmas. And there's a lot. I mean, every year I come down here, there's more and more beautiful things here. So tell us about the new things that have happened here.
Yeah, well, you know, with the beautiful scenery that we're having right now with the amount of rain that we're having. You know, we're in our second year of the El Nino season, so we have these unseasonably low warm waters, but that's causing us to have a lot of these little pop-up storms that we've been having throughout the whole summer. So everything is so green. I mean, when you're driving from the airport or from Cabo or from La Paz, you just feel like you're in Hawaii because everything is just green and lush, you know. Besides the beautiful scenery, you know, some of the really nice things that we've added to the hotel, we just finished a new luxury tower here at Palmas de Cortez, centrally located right in front of the pool, overlooking the Sea of Cortez. And we're offering now there a one-bedroom unit and a two-bedroom unit. The one-bedroom unit has like a little living room area with a big screen TV and a little kitchenette, and then it has a one-bedroom. The one-bedroom has a king-size bed, so it's great for like a honeymoon suite or for couples. And then we have the two-bedroom right next door, which is the same thing. It's got two bedrooms and it's got a living room area, so they're really nice luxury accommodations. And then on the third floor, we've built a three-bedroom penthouse. So if you have a larger group and you need three bedrooms, you know, it's got a full kitchen, beautiful view of the Sea of Cortez, living room, dining room, and three bedrooms. So it's big enough for the entire family, and it's a little bit step above anything you'll find out here in the East Cape. So if you're looking for that really nice accommodation to bring your wife or girlfriend, that's definitely the accommodations you want to take.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty amazing what you've done, and that's looking over the pool,
yeah,
and that's looking over the water, over the dock, and everything. It's just
yeah, you
really
can't beat that view
special.
from that penthouse. I was up there yesterday taking photographs for our website because we just finished them this week, so I was up there taking some photographs, and they'll be up on our website by next week, so if anybody wants to check them out.
VanWarmerResorts.com.
VanWarmerResorts.com.
Link that right to the Let's Talk Hookup website, too, and it's a great website. You guys have really done a nice job with
that. We're always trying to improve that website and putting new things on there, putting the new fishing report on there, and anything that we have new is it's a great place to check it out.
Yeah.
And all the new stuff that we have coming up.
Fun stuff. So tell us about the boat fleet, the largest boat fleet in Mexico.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what's nice about that, and, you know, it's one thing to say, you know, you have 30, 40 boats, but what makes it nice about that is that you can bring a large group. We can handle a tournament the size of yours, Pete, or we can handle even like the East Cape Classic that's going to have like 100 people. And we have the boats to furnish that. You know, a lot of other places, they've only got, you know, a handful of boats, so they're kind of limited into how big the size of the group is. And since we have multiple properties, like the Playa del Sol, Palmas de Cortez, and now the Villas de Cortez, we can actually have enough rooms for as large group as you want, and we have the fleet to support that as well. So you can put on a huge tournament like the Dorado Shootout that we do in July. You know,
yeah,
we have over 130 teams that participate in that. Now, not all the boats are from us, obviously, because we don't have 130 boats,
sure,
but we are supplying a good number of those boats for that tournament.
Oh yeah, it's pretty amazing, and the quality of the fleet is also what's amazing too.
Yeah, I think they're very good kept. I mean, all of our boats are fully equipped, a fully trained captain and guide. Most of them, well, I mean, all of them. There's no client that will come back without any, let's say, kind of a.
You'll have everything on the boat,
definitely.
And that's the thing about it too here. Is all your boats are fully equipped. If you don't want to bring any gear, you don't need to bring any gear, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everything is, you know, people always call and say, what can I bring? And I always tell them, you know, if you're going to bring something, bring like a spinning rod, you know, like something with a light tackle, because we have all the heavy stuff. And, you know, I always bring with me a spinning rod with 20-pound test, just, you know, just to mess around while I'm on the boat. And then you can mess around with that when you're at the dock or off the beach. You can always fish with that. But none of the heavy stuff, no need to bring that.
Yeah. And that's, you know, the fishing is just one part of all the stuff to do in the East Cape, too. Yesterday was kind of our activities day. Now, most of our group, we have close to 60 people in our tournament this year, which is great.
Yeah,
and I want to thank everybody for coming down. But yesterday was activities day. Most of the people went fishing to pre-fish for today's start of the tournament. But we went and rented quads and went up the ravines. And with all the rain and how green it is, it's like a tropical paradise. We walked into one of the many waterfalls here in Los Barriles.
How were the waterfalls? Were they running pretty hard?
Yeah, beautiful. And we jumped in, and just giant pools of just, like, the water's soft and minerally, and you just swim around in the pools. And
that's cool.
It's like being in a tropical paradise, because it really is, right?
Yeah, right now it is with all the rain that we're having. And you know, the ATV rentals are great, and we also have stand-up paddle boards here at the hotel that you can rent. We have kayaks that you can take out if you want to just go for a morning, you know, kayak, or if you want to go fishing off a kayak, you know. There's some great fishing right off that boat line. A lot of people don't know that there you can catch a ton of fish right from that boat line. It's just the captains are going to not take you there because you wouldn't really be leaving in the morning.
Sure.
So it would kind of be a ripoff. But,
well, they always throw their bait out there, and
exactly,
the fish know, right? They know. In fact, we were standing in our condo yesterday afternoon, and I go, look at that. And all of a sudden, the ocean just starts erupting with fish, literally where the boats park, right there.
Absolutely. Yeah, great spot. I've seen Dorado. I've seen sailfish caught right there, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen people on kayaks catching jacks and, like I said, Dorado from there. So there's really good fishing there. So if you want to take a kayak out, you can do that. The stand-up paddle boards, like I said, you can take those out. We have the spa here at the Palmas de Cortez. So if you wanted to get a massage, you can get that done. You can pamper yourself, or your wife can get pampered as well.
Jennifer Ireland, John Ireland's wife, was telling me yesterday that, oh, man, you've got to have a massage at Palmas. The masseuse there is unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, she
was just raving about it.
They've been for about 5 months, less than 5 months.
Yeah.
It's been a real great success.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We improved new staff. They got about 3 people staff, very complete. And they do all the services, and people have been very pleased with the
cool
service, definitely.
Yeah, and the cool thing about being here in the town of Los Barriles at Palmas de Cortez or Playa del Sol is you're walking distance to the town of Los Barriles, which has really come. There's several restaurants now. There's a lot of shopping in Los Barriles.
Yeah.
It's quite the town now.
And, you know, in the old days, when I first came down here about 20 years ago, you basically came to the hotel and you stayed at the hotel. You ate here,
right,
you fished from here, and you didn't really wander off because there wasn't really much to do. And like you said, Pete, that things have really changed. Every year when I come back down from my summer, I go up to the States usually for August and September. I come back down and I see a couple new things that sprouted up, you know. And now we've got probably 8-9 restaurants that you can walk to from the hotel and try different local cuisine, you know, here. To check out what the locals are eating and stuff, so you're not just stuck at the hotel. But, of course, the hotel does offer probably the best restaurant in town, which is the Bayview here. Phenomenal, beautiful ocean view terrace where you can dine at, and so they do offer. But, you know, sometimes, you know, if you've been here for a week, you don't want to eat the same place every time, so you want to have some stuff that you can get to. And there's some great restaurants in town that have really taken off and are preparing some really great local Mexican food and seafood that you can get to. And we also got the Smokehouse, which is one of your sponsors for the tournament. And that's a great place to go for some food and to watch the game. And with all the playoff games going on right now, a lot of people are heading over there for dinner so they can catch some of the games. So you don't have to worry about missing any of the sporting action if you come down here.
Absolutely not. In fact, we should mention Chris Moyer from the East Cape Smokehouse is going to process all the fish for the winning group for free. So that's one of the many prizes that our generous sponsors have donated. I also want to mention George Weir Asphalt, my good friend Mark Weir, that's with us helping us run the tournament. He and his brother George sponsored $1,000 cash. So we're going to take of that, $750 is going to go to the winner of the largest tuna weighed in our group over the next 2 days. And then Dave from Statewide Stripes matched that $1,000, so we're going another $750 for the largest wahoo or dorado caught in the next 2 days.
That's
with our
awesome
group. Yeah, and then we're taking, thanks to Eddie, $500 and giving a pool of $250 to the captain and crews of the first place, $150 for second place, and $100 for third place of the captain and crew from those teams. So that was then, and want to thank those guys. And one of the things we ought to mention, too, is that this is all in memory of our good friend Lou Duchesne. It's the Lou Duchesne Memorial. Lou was a part of this tournament. This is our 21st annual. Lou was a part of this tournament with his friend Tom for 20 years.
Every year.
21 years, and we missed Lou a lot. I know they brought Lou's ashes down earlier this week, and his wife Ellie, and they scattered them across the beautiful Sea of Cortez here in front of the place he loved so much, and that is the Sea of Cortez right here. Yeah, no kidding. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We have a couple of great superstars here of the East Cape, and we'd love to have you join us.
You're not kidding, man. It's just going to be a lot of fun this morning, and there's just not a more beautiful way to be a part of this experience, be part of the East Cape. We want to hear you. We want to hear your stories. We want to hear your questions, and we just love to have you join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line. Give us a call at 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Give us a call. Ask us a question. We want you to be a part of the show this morning. And not only get you a chance to talk to Yayo, talk to Eddie, we've also got a really cool prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a full William Center Apollo Wahoo Special Kit. So it's basically a special kit that includes an assortment of Extract Magnums, and I know Pete and the guys there at Rapala kind of pulled the special colors and sizes that have been doing well for the guys catching Wahoo this year. There's going to be some Williamson jigs in the pack. It's a very cool Wahoo special kit. And that's, again, for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. One more time, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Tons of great information coming your way. Catch reports, East Cape, all kinds of info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company, selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987. Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Louisville Ladders. Come see the full line of Louisville Ladders at Jobsite Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to deter theft and keep track of your ladders. Check JobsiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time to talk about great equipment from Shimano. And I'll tell you what, East Cape, Wahoo, Wahoo, Trinidad, hey, man, what a place. What a deal.
Not a better reel for it. We talked about it before. You know, the advantage of having a reel like Trinidad is having that huge power and torque. And when you get a bite, able to wind through the bite, have the power to just basically grind through the fish. Wahoo's not an easy fish to hook, so to get your hook into a Wahoo, you got to have a reel that's got torque, and there's not a reel ever before that's got power like Trinidad.
And if you're throwing the bomb, you casting the bomb, nothing casts better than Trinidad A.
You got to have a mix of good free spool, high speed gear ratio, and torque, and that's not something that you typically find, all of those things in a reel, and Trinidad knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, you natch out with a nice Therese rod, like a 700H or something like that, and you are a Wahoo catching machine. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer, or check out Shimano.com.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is your home for everything Shimano. Check out the new Shimano Calcutta D-Reel. This is the next generation in the iconic Calcutta casting reel series. The Longfin has all three sizes in stock in their massive 10,000-square-foot store. If you haven't visited the Longfin, you're in for a real treat. Everything you could possibly need in fresh and saltwater fishing gear is there, including a huge selection of fishing clothing and accessories. Speaking of clothing, have you checked out the new Shimano logo hoodie and other new Shimano clothing? Shimano has also created a new line of tackle bags, including the hot new Black Moon Backpack Tackle Bag. The Longfin has them in stock in two different sizes, all in their custom 500-square-foot Shimano showroom. It's a store within a store. The Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check thelongfin.com.
Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all included. Inclusive and offer old world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check CedrosAdventures.com for rates and more information.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090, again live here at probably the coolest place we've ever done a live broadcast from, for sure. I love all the spots. Board dealers are a blast. I love the casting contest. Dana Landing, one of my favorites. We could do this every time, and I'd have no problem.
We're good with this.
This is just
fine. And the cool thing is right after the show, we're walking outside, and we're going to go get Blue Marlin and Wahoo and Tuna and Dorado joining the tournament. You're going to jump on the quads with Brittany and go cruise around and go up to the waterfalls and jump in there, have a great time. And the best part is we can come back to an ice-cold margarita at the Palmas de Cortez bar here. Pretty good stuff.
Swim up bar. The vortex.
We got stuck
in yesterday.
Eddie and Yayo are here with us at Palmas de Cortez, and
You got to live this every day. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, before we were on the air, we were talking about how we've kind of switched weather patterns and fishing patterns this year, you know, where it's gotten a little bit unseasonably warm in Southern California. And right now it's 79 degrees here in Los Perillas, so we're enjoying that little cool weather. And the fishing, Pete, you know, like I said, I know that Southern California's had some great fishing the last couple of years because of these unseasonably warm waters, and we've had some of our fish move north this year. But, you know, the Dorado fishing has probably been one of the slowest Dorado seasons that we've had in a while. But the trade-off to that was it's probably been the best Wahoo season that I've seen in about 15 years. And it's been the best blue marlin fishing that I've seen in about 15
really?
Years. Every day they're landing blue marlin almost on a daily basis down here. And then the Wahoo, too. It's at least one Wahoo every day, sometimes up to 8-9 Wahoo coming in on the fleet, which is not normal for us. We usually catch a few a month down
sure.
here, incidental catches, but we're catching a ton right now. So it's a good trade-off. You know, we'll miss the Dorado this year, but you guys can enjoy them up in Southern California for this year, and hopefully we'll get them back next year.
Well, just to back up what you're saying, we had dinner last night with our friends Jim and Mary from Poway Valley Collision, and they did their first day yesterday. They had 5 Wahoo bites, and then this morning, I mean, we've been here for 30 minutes. I already got a text message from Jim. They're fishing so close to shore that still in cell phone range with a picture of a blue marlin from this morning already. So
that's awesome.
Just to shadow what you're saying, 5 Wahoo bites yesterday and a blue already, and it's
yeah,
you know, it's
even on a slow year, what we consider a slow year for the East Cape, it's still a great. I mean, can you beat it? You know, you go on fishing in shorts and a t-shirt in 85 degree weather. You're catching, even on a bad day, maybe you catch, you know, 3 tunas and you head back in. You come back to the hotel, you have that tuna prepared in a sushi, or you can have some sashimi prepared. You have a nice cold cerveza to wash it down with. You know, you can't beat, you know, even on a bad day, it's a great day down here, you know.
In my language, but
pretty awesome.
Yeah, like Rick was saying, the good thing about we're having on a fishing right now is the fish is so close to us right now. Like we're having football sizes tuna in La Rivera. But still, it's 15 minutes away, so you just hop in a boat, get about 15, 20 small tunas, and get back, you know, with the sashimi and the tuna.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's beautiful down
here. And to put a blue marlin on the boat before 8 o'clock down here, we're an hour later, and they didn't leave till 7 o'clock, so,
right.
They had to get to hook that thing pretty close, and plus, you got to figure it's going to take them a while to land that fish.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah. I just saw the picture on Rick's phone. Beautiful blue marlin, caught and released on the East Cape. Can't beat that.
Right here. 50 points in the tournament.
There you go.
Hey, let's Ryan's in the studio there, in the Mighty 1090 studio. Ryan, let's go ahead and jump into some phone calls.
All right, let's start it off with Michael calling us from the Federation of Fly Fishers this morning. Morning, Michael.
All right, good morning, Michael.
Good morning, you guys. Hey, it's funny that you're down there at the East Cape because that's the place that I caught my first yellowfin tuna right at Palmas on a fly rod in about 1990, so it always kind of warms my heart.
Pretty awesome place to go fly fishing, too. I know you're the president of the Federation here, and you have a big event coming up next weekend, right?
Yes, the fly fishing fair up in Bishop, so we're very excited about that. That starts on Friday. Attendance is off the charts from what the past 3 years have been. We're very excited about that. The weather's looking good. And we've got lots of classes, and especially for your listeners that are, you know, new to fly fishing, we've got lots of introductory classes where we'll teach them some basic stuff and then take them out of the water and get them fishing.
Fantastic.
No,
both fresh and saltwater type of classes?
Pardon me?
Both fresh and saltwater classes?
We unfortunately, the Wahoo that are coming in Southern California have not made it up Hot Creek, so we're probably going to stick with freshwater classes.
Yeah, but the cool thing about this fly fishing fair in Bishop, California, is that you actually get on the water experience. You can literally take a class on the water catching trout, right?
Correct. We're not going to just teach you in the classroom and then say, okay, go out and there on your own. We're going to take you out to the water and we're going to get you into fishing.
Yeah. So, Michael, so you said that the attendance is already going through the roof. Is there still availability? Can you still come to the fair?
Yes, especially on the introductory classes, we still can get you into those. There's no problem with that. It's more the advanced classes that are filled up for people that are experienced, but we can always get people into something. A lot of our instructors, if we say, hey, somebody showed up, we want to put them into a class, are very, very generous with their time.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to do that, how do we get it done?
The easiest way is go to our website, swc-fff.org, and there's a button there for the Fly Fishing Fair, and it'll take you right in.
All right, that SWC sounds like Southwest Council, FFF.org.
Correct.
All right. Very good. Michael Schweik, we'll talk to you next weekend from Bishop. How's that?
And that'll be great. And one last quick thing that I wanted to mention. I was on your show 2 weeks ago, and somebody asked us about a fly fishing shop or getting experience up in Ventura, California. And I forgot, there's Eric's Tackle up there. So that's a place to go if they need some help.
Very good point. Yeah, Eric's Tackle in Ventura is a fly fishing shop, right?
Yes, yes.
All right, very good. Well, get down here to the East Cape, down to Palmas, and catch some wahoo on the fly.
I should. Have a great time down there. You should do it for me.
We're going to go do that.
Yeah, hey, deal.
You know, guys, fly fishing down here has really become popular. You know, Mike Reeser from Baja Fly Fishing Company, he's our in-house guide service, and every day there's fly fishermen going out on the boats, every day.
That's great.
It used to be where it would be like maybe once a month. Now it's almost every day there's a boat that's going out with fly fishermen, and they're having a blast catching, you know, there's, you know, when you have over 20, 30 different species that you can land on the fly down here, and they're catching striped marlin on the fly, they're catching tuna, dorado, everything that we're catching on conventional tackle, those guys can land on the fly, and a lot of times when the bait is scarce, that's the only thing that is catching fish is those flies, and sometimes they're the ones who have all the success.
More fish. How experienced would you say a guy needs to be to do one of the fly fishing trips with Mike or any of the fly fishing trips out of Palmas? Because I went fly fishing saltwater for the first time this year. Experience level is definitely low, but I really liked it. It's something different and something unique and something cool. How much experience level do you think a guy needs to do to do one of these trips?
Hardly any. You know, Mike has been fly fishing down here for close to 40 years. He's written books on the subject, and he's a great instructor.
Cool.
He can have you casting within, you know, less than an hour. He'll have you casting, and you could be catching fish that same day. So, it's you know, the important thing is when people come down here, and it's not, and I don't want to, you know, overemphasize the need to really have an experienced guide with you when you're learning to fly fish, or even if you're an intermediate fly fisherman and you're coming down to the East Cape for the first time, because it's really going to cut your learning curve down drastically if you take out somebody like Mike Reeser, if you hire him for like a day. You don't have to, and I'm not saying you have to take him out every day. Some guys like to have a guide every day, but at least 1 or 2 days when you first get down here, let's say you're going to fish 5 days, maybe 1 or 2 days with Mike, let him show you how to do it and you know the techniques down here, because you know the techniques, depending on where you go to fish, are going to be different. You know, because the fish behave differently, they're going to behave to the fly differently in different areas, different fish. So it's important to cut that learning curve down so that you have a good time. And then you know, the last couple of days you can go out and try it yourself. And a lot of our captains were trained by Mike Reeser on fly fishing, so they can take you out and they'll know how to chum, how to pull the teasers, and do all that stuff that you need to do to be successful when you're out here fly fishing.
How do you make that arrangement if you want to go with Mike? Is it through you guys?
Yeah, you know you. It's on our website. You can click on Baja Fly Fishing Company, and you get a link to Mike, and then you can email Mike, and you can ask him his availability. And Mike has a couple of guys that work for him that have been hand-selected by Mike that meet his qualifications and his standards. And like I said, he's been doing it for a long time. He knows what he's doing. And
ties beautiful flies.
Beautiful flies.
You're amazing. Yeah.
You'll see him at the trade shows a lot of the times, and he gets hired to do the fly tying, and a lot of times he's in our booth tying flies. And it draws a tremendous amount of attention.
I'm sorry. Actually, Mike Richard is the one who taught me how to cast.
Oh, really?
Really? I've never cast before. And he was he and Mark Daughtry?
Yeah.
Were the ones who taught me how to cast.
Gotcha. And
yeah.
So now you're into it.
I'm not a big fly fisherman, but it's still good to know. So they taught me very well.
It's a unique, cool thing to
definitely
add to the quiver.
Definitely.
I'm the same as Yayo. Like, it's not my every and only, but after doing a little bit, it's a really cool, unique way to add to the fun of it. And I could definitely see, especially the guys that are coming fishing for 4 days or 5 days, it'd be really cool to mix it in to the, you know, just something different, something to look forward to during the trip.
They'll even mix it in the same boat. You know, there'll be like a group of three, and one will be the fly fisherman.
Okay.
And they'll go out, and the one guy will be fly fishing while the other two are conventional. So, you know, it's something that you can definitely do. And speaking of Yayo, we were doing on the show circuit last year. We're doing 8 shows. And every time I turn around, he'd be at the pond because he was dedicated to learning how to fly fish this last year.
Yeah, well, you grew up down here, so you
definitely
get like, yeah, you look always
you,
something
you
new.
You still have a, I'm sorry about that, Pete. You have the still on the shore, the very ATV runs, very nice ATV runs for fly fishing. You go all the way up and down through the shore, and you catch, you're landing roosters, jack, everything. You can, you don't necessarily got to go on the boat. You still can go on the shore,
right
up
on
and down,
beach.
On the ATVs. It's a beautiful ATV, right?
And that's another service that Mike Reeser offers as well.
Okay.
If you want, you don't have to go rent the boat. You can actually say, hey, Mike, I want to go fishing from the beach. Can you come with me? And then Mike will actually take care of renting the ATVs, take you out, and show you how to fish from the shore. And that's another thing that's very important, to take a guide with you
sure.
so that he can show you the spots, so that you're not just hunting blind, and he'll show you the techniques and how fast you need to strip to catch the fish that are here. The roosters are you know, they're like the holy grail for
yeah,
a fly fisherman.
Sure.
They're very
yeah.
tough to catch. The presentation's got to be right. The speed of the stripping has got to be right. So it's very important. But that's another service that you can take advantage of down here. Rent the ATVs like you did, Pete, but just go on the beach,
on the beach.
And look for some yeah. bait bust and jump off the ATV, run down, and cast.
Cast. All right.
Now, what
that,
if you want
that's so cool.
What if you want to do conventional fishing that way? Can
yeah.
Are there guides that you can hire to – you want to catch a rooster off the beach using bait or
yeah.
regular lures with a,
yeah.
and casting to them?
Michael
are there guides
do,
who do that?
Mike will do both.
He'll
and
do combos.
Cool. Absolutely. He'll
okay.
do both. And also Mark Doherty, he's down here a lot.
Yeah.
You can actually contact him. He's from the Bay Area. But if you contact him, he'll fly down. He'll be your guide for the week, and he'll actually take you out conventional fishing. He does it on the boat as well. So if you wanted to hire Mark to go out with you on conventional, same thing that Mike does, but this is on the conventional side.
Okay.
Mark will come down with all his really nice, expensive gear and put it on the boat for you, and again, cut your learning curve down. And a lot of people enjoy that service because they feel a little comfortable. They have that bridge between the captain and deckhand and the client.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, good to hear from Michael about the fly fishing fair happening in Bishop next weekend. Fly fishing is booming, and that's a great opportunity. The Southwest Council of Federation of Fly Fishers is a good group of people that will get you on the sport and get you into being able to do it right. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back into the phones, Ryan.
All right, let's start it off with the Baja Catch Report with the cast man.
All right, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Pedro. Man, what a surprise. You got Eddie and Yacht.
Can you believe it, huh?
Boy, you got the celebrity.
Hey, Cass.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. And it's, you guys talking about fly fishing, you know, that's saltwater fly fishing. Yeah, I'm getting an echo, I think, but I'm talking with you. Anyway, I'm going to try to do this report with an echo coming back in.
All right, excellent.
Anyway, the report down in Cabo San Lucas, that whole area from East Cape all the way around the tip of Baja to the Pacific side, plenty of billfish, right? A mixture between blues and sable striped marlin. The tuna is still very, very good. Cortez here around the island, San Luis, Vinorama area. Still a lot of football, 50, 60 pounds. And out at the Gordo, a little patience, bigger great tuna, and more consistent now. 50 to 100 pound fish being caught, and it's a pretty good go if you decide you want to go out there, and you'll have to catch a bigger fish. Up at La Paz there, they finally got some tuna up that far north, nothing but a lot of footballs. And of course, along the beaches, around that East Cape area, down I'm having some bad trouble with connections, but I'm going to cut it short because this echo is really bad. Are you guys still there?
Yeah.
How do we do that, Cass, man?
Cass fell off there.
All right. So it's just call Cass Tours, and Cass will even set you up right here at Palmas de Cortez, right? You guys work a lot with Cass, right?
Yeah, Cass and the whole family there with Robin and Rana and Becky, those guys, they all do a great job. They send a lot of people our way, and we're very grateful for the work that they do, sending people down our way to the East Cape.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. Hey, that Cass Report is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It's summer fishing, fall fishing. It's time to call Fisherman's Processing, and it's long-range season, and you want to pre-book your orders now with Fisherman's Processing. So when you're back, you're the first in line to get your fish processing and out the doors. Check it out on their Facebook page or just check fishermansprocessing.com for more details. Ryan, let's go ahead and jump back into it.
All right, let's go live aboard the Eclipse and talk to Captain Adam. Morning, Adam.
All right, Adam, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Morning,
good morning,
Adam.
How are we doing this morning?
Great. How's the fishing?
Oh, fishing's been awesome the last few days. We actually just put a 70-pounder on the boat. We been fishing out here in U.S. waters, and you know, this morning we had a drift for 47 so far. We just put our 48th fish on the boat. Kind of mixed grade. We're looking at 30 to 80 pound fish here today.
Wow! Geez, that's awesome news.
Is that yellowfin tuna, Adam?
Yeah, it's all yellowfin tuna. Yep.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I had no idea. That's
the
great news.
Continues in that incredible Southern California bite there, and you're fishing U.S. waters. You said.
Yeah, we are. We had 67 fish yesterday. Our biggest one was about 75, and we had 17 fish over 50 yesterday. So it was really good fishing yesterday.
Man, fantastic. Well, you're going to continue, obviously, fishing that local water there. If somebody wants to climb aboard the Clips, it's a beautiful boat. I had the opportunity to go fishing with you guys a couple weeks ago where we caught those four wahoo on the boat and good Dorado fishing, and now you have that big tuna. It's it's a luxury ride. You guys, the food is great. The service is fantastic. How does somebody get aboard the Eclipse? They want to jump on the boat with you.
You know, we got another trip tonight, I believe, through Seaforth Landing, and we got some open party trips through our website coming up next week. So we're really trying to get some more trips out and take advantage of this really good fall fishing right now. Yesterday and today has been just epic, to say the least. We're still drifting right now. Hooking fish first thing this morning, and, you know, we got 40 aboard already. 47 now. So,
man.
What a morning. Unbelievable.
Still floating, still marking fish here, so.
Well, keep getting them, Adam. Congratulations. It's already been an awesome day.
The EclipseSportFishing.com. You can link that through the Let's Talk Hookup website at hookup1090.com. Thanks for the call from the Eclipse, Adam. Keep getting them. Appreciate that very much. And when we come back, we're going to take some phone calls, talk more fishing here at Palmas de Cortez in Baja's beautiful East Cape with Eddie and Yayo. Stay tuned. More on Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
Do you like to fish? Have you ever seen the Eastern Sierra in the fall? Bishop has long been a great place to trout fish and experience the beauty of California's magnificent mountains. The Southwest Council Federation of Fly Fishers will be hosting the only on-the-water fly fishing fair in the western United States Friday, October 16th through Sunday, October 18th. Even if you have never fly fished before, everybody's invited. Best of all, you are just minutes away from fishable waters. There will be an exciting array of 80 seminars, events, and classes for beginner and experienced anglers. You can learn about fly tying, casting, and specific on-stream techniques. Get a first-hand look at local hotspots in Bishop with some of the area's top guides. Entry is just $15 for all 3 days, and you can register online now and secure the events that appeal to you at southwestcouncilfff.org. It's fun for the whole family, so make plans now, October 16th to the 18th. Check the website for lodging information, southwestcouncilfff.org. Have you checked out the giant Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay yet? It's hard to miss, right in the middle of Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and all the accessories. They also have a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check out the new model Hobie kayaks arriving daily and see the great deals on previous year's models. Even test a kayak or stand-up paddle board right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks, no one does it better than the crew at Fast Lane Kayaks at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastLaneSailing.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is your home for everything Shimano. Check out the new Shimano Calcutta D-Reel. This is the next generation in the iconic Calcutta casting reel series. The Longfin has all 3 sizes in stock in their massive 10,000 square foot store. If you haven't visited the Longfin, you're in for a real treat. Everything you could possibly need in fresh and saltwater fishing gear is there, including a huge selection of fishing clothing and accessories.
Speaking of clothing, have you checked out the new Shimano logo hoodie and other new Shimano clothing? Shimano has also created a new line of tackle bags, including the hot new Black Moon Backpack Tackle Bag. The Longfin has them in stock in two different sizes, all in their custom 500-square-foot Shimano showroom. It's a store within a store. The Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check thelongfin.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance. 619-640-3130 or check the number 5-THAVEINS.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XESRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Again, live here at Palma State Cortez. Sun's coming up over the Sea of Cortez. Life is good here.
Yeah, it is so good. And we're going fishing afterwards. Yeah, after the show here this morning, we're going to go out there and get some fish. And a lot of good fishing going on down here at Palma State Cortez. You have a lot of tournaments coming up too, Eddie, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just talking about the yellowfin tuna, just on the last caller, we're having our big tuna shootout. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And that's going to be on October 24th, and we're looking forward to that. That's going to be on Saturday the 24th, and we still have actually...
One-day tournament. Largest tuna gets how much?
It depends on how many entries we have, but we're looking at probably around $30,000 if you catch one big tuna. So the great thing about that is if you've never fished a tournament or you're kind of hesitant about fishing tournaments because you've never done it before, this is a great tournament to start with, because it doesn't really take a whole lot of skill. You know, it can be luck. All you need is one tuna one day. Anybody can get the biggest tuna in a day, and you can walk away with a lot of cash. Plus, we have the optional cash jackpots, which can push your sum over like close to 100,000, because the jackpots can reach 50,000 to 60,000 plus your prize money. So looking about what, maybe 80,000 for the biggest tuna if you're in across the board.
Whoa,
that's crazy.
That's good. Are there space available? Can you still come fish the tuna shootout?
Absolutely. We still have a few rooms available. Usually in the tuna shootout, the last rooms get booked up at the last minute from a lot of teams that come from northern Baja or down south in Cabo. They'll come up and book up the last rooms. But if some of your listeners want to get in on it, there's still time. They can book the rooms, get down here,
get a flight, and
they can be fishing in the tournament.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Cool. All right, Ryan, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
All right, let's start it off with Rudy. Rudy's calling us from Carlsbad. Morning, Rudy.
Good morning,
Rudy.
Sounds like you guys are having fun down there. All right, you know, I was thinking of coming down and bringing, my daughters and one of their families, that larger room you have, what would that cost for a week?
Well, you know, we have a couple options for you. You know, we have there's two penthouses that we actually have. We have a three-bedroom penthouse, which goes for $1,000 a night. But when you split that up between three families, it comes out very reasonable. But it's a very, you know, luxurious accommodation.
That's like the deluxe.
Yeah, super deluxe, you know. And then we have, the condo where you're at, Pete. It's a two-bedroom condo. Has a living room and a kitchen. Those go for $450 a night.
And that has... basically four beds that could sleep up to six people, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So you have plenty of sleeping capacity there. And then on the new tower, we have the one bedroom, and that's good for just a couple because it only has a king size bed in it. So it's kind of like more if you're going to come with your wife and maybe one kid, because we do have a sofa there that they can sleep on. And then the two bedroom is kind of set up the same way as the condo that you're in, Pete. Mm-hmm. The new two bedroom. It's a smaller kitchen, but it's a little bit more luxurious. It's got the jacuzzi tub in the bathroom, the double sink, so everything's a little bit stepped up, but there's a same bed situation. You have one bedroom that has a king-size bed. The other bedroom has two queens. but you've got the three beds, and then you've got a sofa where you can sleep in as well. And that one goes for, the two-bedroom goes for $600 a night, the one-bedroom goes for $300 a night, and the condo that you're in goes for $450
a night. Now, what's a standard room here? So if somebody wants to just do the basic standard room, which they're beautiful rooms,
yeah,
that sleep like up to four people in the standard room.
Yeah.
How much is a standard room?
Yeah, like if you wanted to go like in a cabana or a garden room, which is our standard accommodations, the cabanas have 3 to 4 beds in them, so you can put four guys comfortably in those cabanas and not have to share a bed with a guy. And those they start at $140 a night. That's for peak season, you know, regular standard
rate.
Sometimes those fluctuate depending.
$140 a night per person?
No.
For
the room.
That's
for
the whole room.
The whole room. Yeah.
Like so you could share it with 2-3 people.
Yeah, exactly.
Split
exactly.
It up.
Up to four people.
Like 45, 50 bucks a piece.
Yeah.
Per
so
night.
You can go definitely, you know, rock bottom. And so,
it's not rock bottom. That's what I'm like.
Rock bottom pricing.
Yeah, pricing. But here's the thing. You have the options here. You can go from a standard room all the way up to the most luxurious penthouse you could get at a 5-star hotel anywhere in the world. And that's the difference between Palmas de Cortez, is you have those options.
Yeah.
Then you look at Playa del Sol right next door. It's a totally different feel over there, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, we try to set that up where we try to accommodate everybody's needs. So when people come to me at the trade shows or on the phone, they say, hey, this is what we're looking for. We have that no matter what it is. It can be, you know, hey, we got a bunch of guys. We want just the basics. We want our meals included. We want to be, you know, looking at the ocean, but we just, you know, we want a very standard accommodation, small group feel, then, hey, Playa del Sol. Hey, I'm coming with my wife. My wife really, I want to go fishing, but the only way she's coming with me is if we get a really nice room. We've got that. Hey, we got four guys who want to share a room. We can put them in a cabana. So we try to make the hotel so that we can accommodate any needs, any type of room accommodations you need, any size group. So we just try to get a little bit of everything for everybody.
I love that you touched on a little bit there, too. I love the way you guys have changed the meal options. If you don't want to worry about it, you don't want to do anything, you can get a meal package, no problem, no questions asked. But as we were talking about earlier in the show, if you want to do breakfast here and then you want to do, you know, obviously your lunch on the boat while you're fishing and then for dinner you want to walk across the street, like you just keep this place always full of options to accommodate whatever anybody wants to do. I love it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And like you said, Rick, you know, we changed that a few years ago where here at Palmas de Cortez the meals are optional because we found that a lot of people enjoyed, you know, eating here a couple nights, but then, you know, you have all these great restaurants that you can walk to, so now we have the options to do that. Some guys will say, hey, I want the meal package for a couple nights, and then we want to go a la carte the next two nights so that we can kind of venture off. And then if you say, some people always tell me, I want you guys to tell me when to eat, what to eat, and I just want to be on cruise control. Hey, at Playa del Sol, we still have that. You know, the meals are included.
Full meal package.
They ring the little triangle dinner bell. When dinner's ready, everybody goes up there. They enjoy their meal. And then they retire for the night and get ready to fish the next day. So we have every option that you can think of, and that's what we try to do. Is we try to gear it. People say, "Oh, why do you change things?" Some people just don't like change.
Right.
But sometimes change is good, and we've created more options for people so that they're not stuck on one program.
Love Playa del Sol. It's such a great spot, and it's old world Baja still, right in the center of Los Feliz.
You know, it's a really neat quaint little boutique hotel is the best way that I can describe it. And if you don't want, a lot of guys go, oh, Palmas is too fancy for me, even though, you know, Palmas has only got 56 rooms. It's not a huge hotel. That people say, oh, that's gotten too fancy. I really like Playa del Sol. You know, Brenda and Tomas over there that run Playa del Sol, they do a great job of making you feel welcome. And it just makes it feel like a really quaint family atmosphere when you're staying at Playa del Sol.
Yeah, I say Playa is, you know, it's the ultimate fisherman lodge kind of spot style, right? Because it's real quiet, it's real cozy, beautiful rooms, but
beautiful
real,
pool,
beautiful
right?
Pool.
A beautiful bar,
you know,
right on
got,
the beach.
You got the Palapa bar, have a few beers after your fish, but you know you get that quiet that you're looking for after the boat, the fishing.
Old school
bar. Just sip a drink and a cold drink. It's beautiful down in Playa, definitely.
So how much is a room at Playa? This is what's going to blow people's minds.
Yeah, Playa del Sol, it's very similar to the pricing here, but keep in mind that this price includes three meals a day. So for, like, say, two people, for $145 a night, for two people, you get three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you get a beautiful ocean view accommodation. So you just can't beat that, yeah.
That's
I mean,
true.
Meals
wow.
included and everything. You don't have to worry about anything else.
Yeah. And how many rooms at Playa del Sol?
There's 29 rooms at Playa del Sol, and all but, I think, six have a ocean view.
Wow.
So there's six garden rooms, and everything else is the poolside rooms all overlook the pool, which overlook the ocean, and then the ocean view rooms, which directly are looking right out over the Sea of Cortez.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go, Rudy. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into it, Ryan.
All right. Let's talk to Brian. Brian's calling us from Dana Point. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian. Hey, how's it going? Hey, I was wondering about bringing my own tackle. I mean, what would be... You know, what should I come equipped with without just getting carried away? And another thing is, what would be the peak time of the year to come down there?
Yeah, you guys provide tackle if you want it, but you also can bring your own, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, all of our boats are fully equipped. We have trolling reels. We have casting reels. We have pretty much all of it. You're more than welcome to bring your own. I see it's kind of a hassle, you know, the airports and the laws, the air laws have been changed a lot lately, but still, you're more than welcome to bring it. I just suggest that you may bring, like we were saying, a shore fishing rod or something like that, small, maybe something to do in the
yeah.
in the afternoons. But, yeah, I can tell you the all of our boats are fully equipped, lures and reels and rods.
So over the last couple of years, you were mentioning it, and Yayo both did, you guys put a big focus on improving and upgrading the gear on all the boats, and that's been, like, a major focus over the last couple of years.
We just purchased, how many was, like, three?
30
Yeah, 30.
30 new.
30 new, but we ended up buying like over 100 new rods to outfit the boats that needed to be replaced. And
yeah.
So we're always looking into replacing gear on the boats and everything. So that's been a focus of the Van Warmers is to always have good gear on the boat. But, you know, like I always tell people when they call me on the phone and ask me that same question, and I always say, hey, you know, sometimes you guys spend a lot of money on your tackle and your gear, and you want to use your stuff. You know, that's why you bought it. So
sure.
They want to bring it down. And a lot of guys, they'll bring the reels onto the plane, and then they'll fly down with it.
And use your rod.
And they'll use our
yeah.
rod.
So if you like using
good.
Your own tackle but don't want to hassle with the rod tube, then bring your reels in your luggage, and then you can rent the rods right here.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. You can just switch them out, and then you can put your rods or your reels on there. And some guys, you know, they want to bring everything. They want to bring their sticks. They want to
sure.
bring their
yeah.
reels and everything. So
and that's fine, too.
More than welcome to do it.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. We're live at Palma de Cortez in the beautiful East Cape. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus 20 tackle manufacturers' representatives like Shimano, with great reels like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Twin Power. We will also have a great selection of the new Terramar rods by Shimano. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
XHPRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high-cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone-printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at better shops everywhere.
The summer fishing season this year was nothing short of incredible, and everyone I talked to is expecting continued success well into the fall season. Your San Diego County Ford dealers are having a remarkable summer too, with no sign of slowing down. They continue to hook people up with a great selection of models that offer outstanding MPG and advanced technology, like the fun-to-drive Focus and the popular Fusion, available as a hybrid or a plug-in hybrid. Ford also has an impressive list of SUVs like Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Well, no matter what you need, Ford has an SUV for you. And for serious fishermen that have boats to haul and gear to move, you can't beat the Ford F-150. It's not only stronger than ever, it's 700 pounds lighter, so it's faster and more efficient. Bottom line, Ford cars and trucks and SUVs are built for San Diego. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Our largest sale ever. Seminars by saltwater experts and incredible deals on tackle. Over 20 tackle manufacturers like Shimano with great products like Talica, Tranks, Trinidad A, and Terramar. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.